Thank you. We will now move on to agenda item 7, PR-2023-008999, SD-2024-00013, bulk land plat, Bohannon Houston Inc., Michael Blasevich, PE agents for MDS Investments Inc., LLC requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of tracts A through N, a replat of tract 18, Artisans Zone PC, located on University Boulevard between University Boulevard and Stryker, containing approximately 1,210.95 acres. Mr. Blackovich, for the complete record, would you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, it's Michael Belaskowitz with Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
And again, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, proceed.
Thank you. This is a resubmittal of our bulk land plat out at Mesa del Sol. We're referring to it as Innovation Park 3. And the main intent of this is to carve out this kind of industrial park area that's off to the east. And what you see on the screen is the remnants, which is intending to be future residential. So at some point in time, that'll come back in for a subsequent bulk land platting effort. The main focus of this is to create some larger parcels on the east side of this area in this newly designated employment center. And one of the main focuses has been specific to creating the new Maxeon facility, which is Track K. There are three parcels in here that are smaller in nature, but they have been indicated on the plat as to be utilized for regional utility components. Those three tracks are Track C, which is going to be ultimately dedicated or given to the Water Authority for to build a lift station and a developer-funded lift station, just so that's clear. The next tract is Tract L, which is a new PNM substation. And then the last tract is Tract J, which is intended to be an advanced water treatment facility that will treat reuse water as well as industrial waste to be utilized for some of these manufacturing purposes. There is a subsequent site plan that has been submitted for Track K specific to the Maxeon site that has the infrastructure that is intended in that regard. And we're back today because we knew that we had a couple comments on the plat itself. And I see the one that's been brought up is one where we had since provided a supplemental submittal that addressed one of the Water Authority's comments. And then we also corrected the Track K acreage on the most recent supplemental submittal that's been provided. So if there is another one that is out there, we do have some updates.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, is there anybody else in your team that's going to make a presentation?
No, it's just me.
Okay. With that, I'll go to the general public. Is anybody in the public wishing to comment on agenda item number 7? Please raise your hand or unmute. Hearing none or seeing none, we'll go to staff and go back to Mr. Gutierrez, the Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. Mike, as you mentioned, this one in front of us doesn't show the easement that I was looking for. That's the only comment I have. So if we have that somewhere, that's all I need to see just so we're good. That way that tract, I mean, you said it's open space, but that tract 11, it's a legal lot, so we need to make sure it has
For sure.
access to water and sewer. So that's all I have. Thanks.
If go ahead.
Well, I was going to suggest, Mr. Gutierrez, is there a condition that you could create for so that we could approve this, and then as that condition could be met prior to final signatures?
Yeah, I could do that.
Could you put that in the chat?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And
Go ahead.
if I might, this is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. I do have the supplemental submittal on my screen. And could share my screen if necessary to show that easement in place.
This is Hearing Officer Buchanan. So I think you can go ahead and do that. So it's in the record just briefly. But then what we can do is still go ahead and make that a condition so that it's in the plat so that we don't have any inadvertent omissions from this plat.
So we knew that there. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. This is Mike Bosfitz with Bohannon Houston. David, as he caught that, we also realized that there was not an extension for public use either. So we also worked to grant a public roadway easement as well as the water authority easement in this same alignment. So that's what you see on the screen now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll proceed to code enforcement.
This is Jolene Wolfley speaking for code enforcement, and code enforcement has no objections.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hello, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any comments or objections. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to Hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Equal Chin, Hydrology. Hydrology will need to approve the master drainage plan for the Innovation Park 3 Bulkland plat. So Hydrology cannot move forward without this approval.
Okay, so you have they submitted a master plan drainage report?
The master drainage plan was submitted yesterday at 11:17. So I haven't got a chance to look at it yet.
Okay, so basically, how was the original Bulkland plat approved, Mr. Chin?
This is a Innovation Park 3. I don't think I have any master drainage plan. I don't know how the Innovation Park 3 land plat was approved, but this is a 1,200 acres. I do need to look at the master drainage plan.
Mike, you want to address that?
Yes, and our apologies. We were working through some additional details with the owner and making sure that we were in alignment with the overall Level B plan. So the overall Level B plan, let me back up. What was submitted yesterday is in alignment with the overall Level B plan and what some of those exhibits show. It just gives you a little bit more detail, and it is consistent with what you guys had requested at our last DHO meeting, where it really drills down into the various drainage areas. And so my hope is, and it's more attuned to kind of an exhibit, which is really the way that I felt like it was explained and discussed at the end of the last DHO meeting, to really highlight what the drainage scheme is in the area. So I'm hopeful that once you dive into it, you'll see it be very self-explanatory and as well as consistent with the Level B.
Thank you, Mr. Blasovich. And the problem is, on the Bulkland plat, even though it's waiving a lot of the infrastructure, they still need to look at all the drainage, the drainage big pictures in case there's drainage easements and additional information that could be put on the plat at this point in time. Mr. Chin, how long do you think your staff's going to need to take to review that plan?
I believe at least we need a week.
So you could do it easily within the next 2 week period of the cycle of the DHO?
Hearing Officer, I think so.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chin. We'll go ahead and go on to transportation. Ernest, I lost you on my screen. You were right in
Ernest
front of
me. Armijo, transportation, no objection.
Okay. From that, we'll go to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe we have a lot of the same comments we had. Michael, just, correct the size of track K from 24.9831 acres to 100, approximately 125. Looks like it's off a digit. And then we need the application number out of the plat, the date of DHO approval out of the plat, you know, and a recorded copy of the plat sent to me and Angela Gomez. And then we had that comment about making sure that the infrastructure is proportionally and reasonably shared across the site. And you did verbally go over that at the last hearing. I don't recall if Mr. Beazar was there. Kind of like Mr. Beazar to chime in if we need anything additional from the applicant regarding that decision, the review and decision criteria.
This is Shahab Beazar. I apologize. Can you repeat your question, because I was on the phone with our director?
So the review and decision criteria for bulk land plat is just ensuring that the infrastructure is, you know, proportionally and reasonably shared, you know, across the different tracks in the bulk land plat. You know, and I mentioned, you know, the site plan admin DFT for the Maxian site, you know, features an infrastructure list. And Michael went over that infrastructure at the last hearing. I don't recall if you were there, Mr. Beazar.
This is Shahab Beazar. Yes, I remember. That was pretty intense because we are extending water and sewer and all the roadway improvements all the way to the last track. I think we should be covered. We should be in good shape.
Great.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohanna. So Mr. Rodenbeck, what I understand is what you're really asking for is there a methodology in place to basically proportionate that share for the infrastructure improvements once it moves out of the bulk land plat stage to the actual plat stage? Is that a fair reassessment of your question?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yeah. And I don't know, the review and decision criteria in the IDO is kind of vague as to how the applicant needs to prove that. But I know that at the last hearing, the applicant's team went into pretty good detail in that regard. I just wanted to confirm that with the city engineer. And I couldn't remember if Mr. Beazar was able to attend the last hearing, so that's why I brought it up.
Okay. Could you do me a favor, Jay? Could you forward that section to me if you get a chance? I'd like to review it. My history with the bulk land plats is that it's literally up to the applicant on how they would want to proportionate that out. And so that's kind of how I've seen it happened in the past. But so I want to review the IDO so that I understand any changes that have occurred on that as well.
I can put this in the chat, Mr. Hearing Officer, or email it, but you know, this is the criteria I'm referring to.
6-6.
It's actually B. All lots created shall have a proportionate and a reasonable share of future required infrastructure improvements.
Okay. Mr. Beazar?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. We just, as a bulk land plat, we just want to make sure that one small lot owner will not be burdened with major improvements. And so it'll make it difficult for them to develop their property. So that's what I think Jay is getting at too. But in this case, this is Mesa del Sol. And as part of the site plan, all those improvements in reality is getting constructed. So we're covered as far as that's concerned.
Okay. And it's 1,200 acres.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mr. Blasevich, you have any other comments?
The only thing is just in order to support Maxion, a tremendous amount of infrastructure is being built in order to be extended to this, which, you know, each one of these properties is ultimately going to benefit from in the future. So it definitely they're taking the brunt of the initial swag of it all.
I think it could be a very simple statement on from you just saying that it's basically going to be proportionate to those various tracks through that area. I think it's a just simple affidavit or just a statement on your letterhead to that.
Understood.
Should satisfy the code. So with that, Mr. Blasevich, I'm going to defer this for 2 weeks to allow staff to review the drainage master plan. And so with that, if you could go ahead and take advantage of that time and update those slight comments, and it'd be pretty clean the next time around.
Yeah, we'll resubmit and make sure that it's a clean version of all items. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Sorry that we couldn't get you through today.
That's okay.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
that will finish agenda item 7. And my understanding, staff is 8 and 9 have been deferred at the beginning of this hearing. Is
That is correct, sir.
Is there any other business that we need to take care of today? No, cool.
Don't believe so.
Then we will adjourn this DHO meeting. So thank you all very much.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you.